My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey, Ace Family!
Alright, so Daddy wants to see this loose tooth, supposedly. Is it loose enough to take out today?
It came out!
It's gone, it's gone.
It came out!
It's gone.
That's 5 pounds, by the way. That's so heavy for a one-year-old. What the?
Oh my gosh.
Ace, you're a buster.
Baby.
What happened?
It's okay. His gums hurt? They're bleeding?
For those of you who are unaware, allow me to introduce you to Family Vlog Channels. Actually, a lot of you might already be aware of this style of content from the OK Baby breakup that I didn't get to cover because it made the wife look so bad that they deleted the video and erased the raw footage from the internet. But look at this guy. Clearly, he is not happy about her ending the relationship and splitting up their family.
Are you gonna cry?
No.
I might. I'm just kidding.
We're going through a lot of emotions and a lot of sad, at least I was going through a lot of sad emotions, so.
He just keeps saying, like, I was sad, and she is never sad about it.
Anyway, while I was searching for that breakup video, I ended up stumbling on a topic that I also think is interesting, which are channels like the Ace family, or really the McBroom family. Ace isn't their actual last name. We have husband Austin, wife Catherine, and kids Elle, Alea, and Steele. Personally, I like to refer to these channels as exploiting your kids for views, but to each their own, I guess. We cannot judge because that would be wrong. But I'm going to judge anyway, especially after looking at various titles and thumbnails clickbaiting their kids' pain and suffering for views. We have Our New Dog Bit Our Baby, all caps, scary moment. We also have You Won't Believe What We Did to Pull Her Tooth Out. And we have the one from the intro clip, Steel Got Hurt Bad on Camera, So Unexpected. And what's really bad is that if you watch this video, it wasn't even originally about their son getting hurt. The topic was completely different until the fall. Before that, they were just playing on the swings.
Be careful, don't push him hard. Don't push Stilly hard. Stilly's only one. He's holding on for dear life. Good job, Stilly.
Then Steel falls, and the Ace family switches to the more clickbaity topic of their son being in pain.
This is not what the video is supposed to be about today.
Okay, guys, stop. Don't really look at it like that. Fuck.
What?
You guys are...
Oh, great. F-bomb right in front of the kid. Real responsible.
Yeah, he's fine.
Wait, what? Is it leaking more?
It's still bleeding, of course. Look, the whole fucking cookie is right.
He's eating blood at that point.
Two F-bombs in front of the kid. And an admission that they switched the topic of the video to sell pain for views instead of doing the more appropriate thing, which would be to turn off the camera, solve the problem, and go film something else. And you might think, well, it can't be that bad. I bet this is just one family that does this for millions of views. Nope. Here's the Prince family doing the exact same thing with their kids for views in a video called Wild Bobcat Attacks the Prince Family, Moving ASAP. This one wasn't even about a bobcat. They just added that in at the end. Originally, it was about raccoons.
So basically, as y'all read by the title, bruh, we have a raccoon problem. Like, we've been dealing with raccoons for weeks. And I'm like, you know what? I'm tired of this, bro.
The Prince Family channel is full of stuff like this. Fortunately, most of it's just false clickbait and not their kids actually getting hurt. Oh, and don't forget that mom who, like, made her kid cry so she could take a good thumbnail picture of him suffering.
Come here, come closer for the video, come closer. Come closer. Come closer. close your, put your head down here. Act like you're crying. Really quick.
I am crying.
Go like this.
No, Mom, I'm not. She's seriously crying.
No, I know, but go like this.
It kind of makes you wonder how the thumbnail pictures were taken for the other videos that I mentioned. And outside of this particular shock content, it also kind of makes you wonder how in the hell these channels get views. Generally, the content on family vlog channels is not very good. I'm not sure the reason why this content is boring is all that apparent to regular people who don't make videos for a living, but it's like this. If you're a viewer, you can watch a movie and know if you liked it. A writer can watch a movie and tell you why you liked it. And usually, the answer is good writing technique. But the issue with every single one of these family vlog channels that I've watched is that the writing is really bad.
So today, I will be filming a prank with my boy, Theodore. I will be pranking my princess, my one-year-old daughter.
Gee, wasn't that entertaining? 15 million views, and this non-prank was one of their better videos. It gets worse as you watch the channel more and realize that there is almost nothing entertaining about their content from a writing perspective. The videos usually contain a bunch of completely random crap with no organization, and with the only interesting part of the video slapped on as the title. Most of the videos that I've watched have no intro hook, which is a big mistake when it comes to YouTube. For those of you who don't know, a hook is a piece of content that the audience will find interesting. So instead of doing that at the start of the video, the Ace family burns several minutes of time playing these like crappy wedding video openers to introduce the family, and they spend that time advertising products before you see any actual content. Usually they don't get to the content that is described in the title until way into the video, and a lot of times it's at the last few minutes. This is absolutely a bunch of stuff that you cannot do if you want your channel to get big. So why is it that so many of these videos have tens of millions of views on them? To answer that question, I first have to point out that almost all the viewers are women. Just take a look at the comments and you'll see like one guy for every 100 women. And the reason for that is because children are in the video. Huh. Weird that the audience numbers aren't 50-50 because I learned from all the woke people that men and women have the exact same interest. This must be some kind of fluke. Oh wait, it's not, because every time I talk about children in my videos, the female viewership goes up. Here's an example of my average female audience for the channel, and here's an example of my female audience on a video that I did about children. Notice how it's higher? So when you have a creator who isn't very skilled at making content but they still get millions of views, it's because there's some other reason people are watching them, which in this case, the primary reason people watch the Ace family is because they want a parasocial relationship with their kids. The kids are the hook, not the content itself. These videos would not be getting millions of views without their kids, and they know that. Look, here's a hot chip challenge video that their daughter Elle is in when she has no business being there, yet they make sure she's on camera.
Alright, this is not candy, okay?
Guys, obviously, Elle's not gonna try it. She's here for moral support.
Yeah, right. We know that she's there because nobody would watch this video if she wasn't, and it's why she's in most of the video, despite having no relevance to it. Look, they even irresponsibly cause her pain from the chip because of her inclusion in the video.
Guys, whenever we're eating something and Elle can't have it, she usually cries because she loves food. So we're thinking that if we try this and she doesn't try, she might cry. So we might give her a little lick. That's fucked up.
Smell.
Right, we're just gonna let her lick it so she can just doesn't want any. Here. Lick it. Okay, good. Oh, it's already getting hot.
What?
It's already hot? Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh god,
you didn't even have any.
She goes down. Oh, shit.
You okay? You want some water?
Oh, shit, okay.
Let's cut the cameras. Yeah,
we can't do this anymore.
Ace
family, all she did was smell the chip and she started choking.
More swearing in front of the kids? Great. Now keep in mind that a full one-third of this video had absolutely nothing to do with the hot chip challenge, and instead was about Austin making a trick shot with a basketball. If he actually knew how to make content, this could have been turned into two well-performing videos without having to use their daughter. Now, it seems like there are a lot of people who have no understanding as to why it's wrong to use your kids like this for money. So let's talk about that. It would be different if the kids volunteered for it, but channels like the Ace family just straight up started filming their kids for views from day one without their consent. And after hearing stories from people like Jeanette McCurdy or Sam from iCarly about how her mom bullied her into acting for money, I have a particular aversion to this kind of treatment.
You pull back the curtain on child stardom. It is not a pretty picture.
Not as I see it, no.
Stardom was never your dream. Whose dream was it?
My mom's. And she lived vicariously through me.
She says her family struggled financially. Over time, like so many other child stars, her acting paid the bills.
Now, not all experiences from child actors are bad. I've heard that some child stars really enjoyed it, but I think the difference was that they volunteered for it instead of being forced into it. Can kids consent to this kind of stuff? I don't know, but it's a much different experience when your parents have the energy of, we see you like acting and we're going to support what you choose to do, versus, you need to do this so we can make money. And that's just talking about acting, which I don't think is as bad as what Austin and Kathy McBroom are doing. At least with acting, once you're off the set, the filming's done. But in this case, the filming never ends. Imagine your entire childhood being a reality TV show where you are always on camera and you can't say no to it because you are the foundation of your parents' business. Then factor in that all of your saddest and most embarrassing moments will be on camera because that's what gets views. Imagine the kind of anxiety that will come to you as an adult when millions of people you don't know watched your entire childhood, and because of the effects of parasocial relationships, there are tons of people out there who think they know you and think they're a part of your family. Imagine your parents saying, I think it's a really good idea to film my daughter crying at the dentist and publicly post it for money.
And this is where I want to look, on the underside. They look good.
They look good?
Oh, you don't have to make that sound.
Or, how about we take that same girl as a three-year-old and set her up on a date to get views on YouTube?
Yeah, Dennis has something else for us.
Oh, a note.
Oh, what is that? Oh my God. Wait, what is...
Oh.
Wait, is he putting something in her pocket?
That's really...
Okay.
Cute.
Okay, wow. What is that, L?
What does it say, L?
What?
Is that a number?
He gave you his number. Oh.
And let's make sure all the big events like birthdays are on film so they have zero privacy from the world at any point in their lives.
Happy birthday, dear Elle. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, and here's something I thought was funny from the birthday video.
So happy birthday to you, Elle Lively. You're the best thing that ever happened to me. I can't believe you're 2 years old. And I love you very much. And I hope that one day you see these videos and you know how much your parents care about you. And everything we do is for you. Love you.
I am so truly blessed to be your dad. And hopefully I am doing a good job. I'm trying my best.
Yeah, right. If you actually cared about your daughter, then you would find some other way to survive that doesn't include monetizing her childhood. Something that you guys at home don't get to see is what these influencers are actually like when the cameras are off. I've met enough influencers and seen enough stuff behind the scenes to know that if people are trying to project this super pristine image of themselves like this...
Hey, XLA!
What's going on, everybody? If you are new to this channel, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Join the family!
When people act super pure like this in front of the camera, they are almost always bad people off camera. We'll get to that, but first, one more thing about why this stuff gets popular. In content creation, you have a concept called hooking. A hook, in any form of media, is something that people will find interesting. So when you create good content, you are always looking for points of interest for your audience. That's how I know to include certain things in videos to make them perform well, and it's how the McBrooms know to make sure their daughter Elle is in the hot chip video, even though she really has no reason to be there. The only creator skill that the Ace family or the McBrooms are good at is hooking the audience with what I would call a passive hook, which means they don't really have to do anything creative to hook their viewers. And their three primary hooks are really strong when it comes to a female audience. One is the parasocial relationship with their kids, to which my guess primarily appeals to people who can't have kids, people who want kids but don't have them, or empty nesters. Second, Austin and Catherine are both attractive and obviously spend a lot of time on their appearance. And I mean, come on, guys. We all know that people who are attractive often get way more success than they would if they weren't attractive. From a creative perspective, how many of you guys have watched a terrible movie because you thought someone in it was hot? How many B-movies are marketed on that? This is why I say in so many videos that working on your appearance is important. Lose weight, hit the gym, and work on your fashion. That stuff really matters. Last, but certainly not least, Austin and Catherine live a very extravagant lifestyle with a customized mansion. Here's Drew Gooden talking about the struggles that the McBrooms went through by going from mansion to mansion.
He mentions in another video how the older daughter has seen it all. She's been through everything.
Elle's been through it all with us.
What, you moved from one mansion to another mansion to a third mansion? Is that the adversity that you're experiencing? Is that what you're describing as like, oh man, we've been through it all?
They have a bunch of cars and have no problem showing that off. Here's a video about removing the overlay on their car that was entirely about bragging about having a Tesla.
So as you read by today's title, the kids will be changing the color of the infamous pink Tesla.
And they have a full gym in their custom mansion.
So nice to be able to go from the fitness gym to our master bedroom instead of having to go all the way downstairs.
So you can see that these people are pretty well off. This kind of wealthy or jet-set lifestyle stuff is very appealing to women, and it's a part of the reason why shows like Keeping Up with the Kardashians are so popular. And that's why these videos get so many views. It has nothing to do with actual creative talent. Here's the kicker, though. Despite all the extravagance like having multiple cars and a $10 million mansion, the McBrooms are completely broke. Did you see that coming? Well, if you know anything about this industry, then you'll know that most of these people who have to constantly flex actually have no money. They have a high income but spend all of it, so they're just as broke as someone on welfare, but with nicer stuff. And a lot of their stuff, like their cars, are probably rented. But don't take my word for it. Take it from a rich person.
What's your favorite book that you've ever read?
It's called The Millionaire Next Door. It's a phenomenal book. It basically talks about the habits of most successful people, how they're not very lavish. They're actually pretty modest for the most part. You know, they don't buy super expensive things. They usually use that money to invest instead of to flash you with it.
It's one thing to have a few nice things and a few conveniences if you make good money, but no one can out-earn bad spending habits. No matter what you make, the best plan is to spend significantly below your means. Also, as I was doing some research, I found this video from Spencer Cornelia, and it turns out that the Ace family can't actually afford that huge mansion that you see in their videos, and they have to sell it, but nobody wants it because it's not actually worth the $10 million they paid for it.
At the end of July 2019, the McBrooms took out a hard money loan of $8.85 million from Five Arch Funding Corp and another $1 million loan from TMK Development LLC, who I'm assuming is also a hard money lender. What confuses me is why the lenders would loan $9.85 million on a property that isn't worth that. A few days ago, a channel named Static John went to the auction for the Ace Family House and showed that no one was interested in buying.
Today, they set an opening bid for the Ace Family House of a little over $9 million. No one here bought the house, or no one here wanted to buy the house.
What a shock. People obsessed with publicly showing off their wealth are actually broke. Spencer then talks about this article here that says Austin was offering one of those scam millionaire courses where for $50 a month, you too can learn how to become a millionaire from social media, which really makes no sense. I understand that you guys probably can't see this because you aren't in the industry, but to make a metaphor, when I watch people's content, I'm like Vegeta from Dragon Ball with a power level scouter. I can tell how good people are at content creation because it's a skill I constantly practice, and Austin has no idea what he's doing with social media. Austin was already rich when he started YouTube, I believe from college basketball, and the entirety of his social media presence boils down to have good genetics, be rich, and exploit your kids for views. A key factor of being able to teach people is to be able to take people from all different kinds of backgrounds and make them successful at your skill. Austin has no idea how to teach people who didn't come from his situation because he doesn't even understand the basics of content creation. I'm sure he could teach someone how to recreate his particular success, but how would he teach someone who wanted to start like a gaming channel or something? So this program naturally failed within like a day, and Austin had to refund all the money or something. But that's not the end of it. In the Spencer Cornelia video, we then find out that Catherine McBroom is being sued by a cosmetics company for essentially trying to back out on their deal and take all the money for herself.
This is Catherine McBroom, the wife, who has also been involved in her own controversy. She's getting sued by TBL Cosmetics Inc., who is the co-founder of her beauty brand 1212 Gateway LLC. I'm about to break down just how easy of a life the McBrooms could have had if they weren't completely incompetent adults. Catherine McBroom invested $280,000 for a 63% membership interest in 1212 Gateway, along with its sweat equity. TBL Cosmetics invested $120,000 for a 30% membership interest, and I was pretty surprised to see Catherine having access to 70% equity, given that she was only going to put in about 1% of the work.
The deal was basically something like a company comes up to a popular social media influencer and says, "Put my name on your product and I'll give you a bunch of money." Really easy. Catherine essentially had to do nothing to make money on this deal, and it was super successful.
A lot of people still clown on the idea of being an influencer as a career, but let me tell you a little something. Actual influencers who can drive sales make stupid money, as you'll see right here. At 1212 Gateway's initial launch on December 12, 2020, the company completely sold out of its inventory, selling over $1 million in products within the first 30 minutes. That's without paid advertising too. Real influencers can build eight-figure companies in months if the infrastructure is correct. The limited drop and restock events have created buzz and driven up customer demand, and anticipation for more products has continued to build. If 1212 Gateway continues its upward trend, it stands to make $60 million by the end of 2021.
Literally all you had to do was look cute on Instagram and you'll make tens of millions of dollars. Do we need any more evidence that these two know nothing about business? Well, actually, we do have more evidence of their complete incompetence followed by their immoral behavior. And that evidence is a boxing event that Austin ran called Social Gloves. I'm not going to fully get into that event because it's a whole saga in itself. But if you want the full story, I'll link all of Spencer's videos talking about Social Gloves in order in the description. To summarize, basically Austin thought he would get into the social media influencer boxing game and make a little money by doing a boxing event that was TikTokers versus YouTubers. Surprisingly, if you were a viewer, the event was actually a success. You got to see some boxing matches and you got to see live performances from musicians that you paid for. The problem is that Austin promised ridiculous amounts of money in the contracts of the fighters for a first-time event. Probably because he didn't have the charisma or the good reputation to convince them to box without offering them big money. Hey Austin, millionaire life coach, a basic rule of business is that when it's your first time doing something, go as cheap as possible. You have no idea what kind of profit your event's going to produce because you have never done it before, so it's best to play it safe. Well, it turns out that the event, though technically a success, didn't make anywhere near enough to pay what Austin had promised to the fighters, so the fighters have not been paid. This is despite the fact that Austin had a professional company called Live by Live with tons of experience that advised him on how to sell more tickets and pay-per-view spots, but Austin basically listened to none of the advice. Not listening to people who are more experienced than you in their area of expertise is a terrible business move. So naturally, Austin is being sued by that company for this blunder and by the fighters. But don't worry, because Austin assures that the fighters will be paid by the next Social Gloves event.
How long do you think it'll take for the fighters to get paid?
Hearing from me, straight from me, the fighters will be paid before the next event. The Social Gloves 2 is coming very soon.
Gee, that sounds very close to a Ponzi scheme. Using Social Gloves 2 to pay for Social Gloves 1. So make no mistake, this is not a happy family vlogging about how great their lives are. In reality, this is a very disturbing situation. The really sad thing here is that it just seems like addictive content to the viewers. It's people who are vicariously living through others because they have problems in their own life. And the real issue here is that instead of solving these problems, they use this kind of content, which is completely fake, as a distraction. Remember that these aren't real people. Most of what you're seeing from the Ace family is a fantasy. A fantasy that I'm sure is going to cause a lot of issues in about 15 to 20 years when their kids grow up and realize what went on. That's what happened to Jeanette McCurdy, and she wrote a whole book about how she doesn't like her mom because of what her mom did to her to keep her as an actress. So stop living in fantasy and make your life better. If you want kids, then go do what it takes to have kids. Don't watch someone else have the thing you want, get it yourself. There are so many people living inside fake parasocial relationships as a replacement for real relationships, and it's sick. All because they don't want to go outside and meet people. And maybe that's not the entire problem, though. Maybe the problem is that nobody would actually want to be around you because you're undesirable. If that's the conclusion you've come to, then just fix it. There are so many things you can do to make yourself more desirable and more attractive, and you can learn it all for free on YouTube. Desirability is a combination of physical attractiveness, how useful you are, and your social ability. There's a lot of stuff you can do to make yourself more physically attractive that people simply aren't tapping into. And by that, I mean there are a lot of sevens out there who are threes and fours, because they don't take care of their appearance and they don't know how to bathe properly. Fix it and people will want to be around you. You can also learn useful things about whatever you want to know by watching free videos on YouTube. We have more access to information than any society in history, and people are just ignoring the utility of that. Once you're more physically attractive and you can do things that are useful, it's going to be a lot easier to find people to socialize with, so then you can build your social ability. The only way to get better at socializing is to actually talk to people. Not that those things have to be done in that exact order, but it will make it less difficult. Ideally, all three of these things should be worked on at the same time. And once you do that, you won't be stuck depressed in front of a computer screen all day. Leave that lifestyle to content creators. This stuff doesn't take that long to change, and it's not that difficult. I think the number one reason people don't make these changes is because doing new things and changing your behavior patterns is scary. The new action is not what's difficult. Moving away from what you're used to is what's difficult. So you solve this problem like everything else. Find some sort of change that will bring you closer to where you want to be that is so small and so easy to accomplish that you can't say no to it. If you find that thing and still say no when the time comes, then go even smaller. Once you finally succeed, start making the changes progressively more difficult. If you get this right, you can have a different life in just a few months. Anyway, thanks for watching, follow me on Twitter, and I'll see you in the next video.